Hey, stoners. I hope you're having a good day. Today is a good day and a sad day. Number one, like I just said a minute ago, let me adjust my microphone. Like I said a minute ago, I, to the folks on live stream, they've been very patient if there's anybody there because I was trying a new streaming service out and it was a complete disaster from start to finish. So I'm going to have to play with that some more before next week's episode, see if I can get this thing operating, because it will give me the opportunity to live stream on Instagram, which my current service does not, but my current service actually works. So there's that. But it's also a good day and a sad day because I'm bringing what I think is going to be an exceptional pairing, and that's very good. But the sad, alas, this is the last of the Whiskey Row series from Old Forester. And I am going to submit for your approval Old Forester 1897. Let me show that to the folks on live stream. With Drew Estate's Nika Rustica. I think it is going to be an excellent pairing, so we are going to go ahead and pop the cork, cut the stick, and get to toasting. Now, the Old Forester 1897 is a bottled in bond offering. It's actually, you know, the series Whiskey Row is 1897, 1910, and 1920. But this was actually the second of the series. So they didn't exactly do it in year order. And, you know, so if you're OCD, it may mess you up a little bit. But this small batch expression, it is lightly filtered, kind of in the old world style, reminiscent of the 19th century bourbon, with, you know, rich and bold character. The 1897 kind of pays homage to the year that the Bottled and Bond Act was passed, 1897, while the bourbon itself pays tribute to the historical Bottled and Bond bourbon Old Forester actually produced at the time of the act. And Brown-Forman, who owns Old Forester, intends for this to be a permanent addition. So it is a straight bourbon. As I said, it's the Brown-Forman distillery, actually the Shively distillery to be specific. It is an ongoing release. Now, this particular offering is 100 proof, 50% alcohol by volume. It is aged for 4 years. And now all of this Whiskey Row series had the same mash bill. It was a difference in the aging and the bottling blends and the barrels and that kind of thing. But the mash bill itself on all three was 72% corn, 18% rye, and 10% malted barley. Let's go ahead and glass up some of this. Love that sound. It's like one of the best sounds in the world. Along with this one. Glug, 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 glug. All right, for those of you on live stream, I'll hold it up there for you, give it a little swirl in the glass. As the others have been, this is a beautiful mahogany, you know, kind of deep amber color with a little bit of a reddish hue to it. I think it actually may have the best legs of the three. Could be. It's got some really great legs on it. On the nose. I get some really crisp fruit notes, along with a very nice kind of floral essence there, along with some really nice oaky elements, and an ever so slight alcohol burn in the nose. But now for the palate. That is a really great mix of sweet and spicy, kind of a dark fruits along the lines of plums or some other dark stone fruits like that come first prominently. Then you get some kind of hints of caramel and vanilla, and then just kind of the perfect touch of oak. I don't really like an overpowering oak. That's just my personal style. I know there's been some out there, I don't mention names, but, you know, they've talked about like devil share, yes, stuff like that. And I mean, it's really like somebody like ground up some oak into a fine powder and then mixed it up, and that's what you're drinking. That's not really my thing. I like more subtle flavors and everything kind of melding together, as opposed to just boom, oak, you know? So anyway, it has a very nice mouthfeel. It's very well-rounded and very balanced. And as I said, it's got a really great blend of sweet and spicy. Go ahead and try another sip. Gave that a little extra wash around the tongue. It could be the best of the three. The other two were really good, but I really like this. Now, it has a longer finish on it than the 1910 or the 1920, and the finish has got a nice sweetness with some baking spices and then just a little bit of peppery spice there too. You get a little pepper on the front of your tongue. But I just keep going back to, it's very well balanced and it's very smooth, especially for the high proof. That is a really good spirit, really good. Now, onto the stick. I love Drew Estate cigars. I have tried many, although I have not tried all. This particular is, as I said before, the Drew Estate Nicaristica. It is a Nicaraguan cigar in La Gran Fabrica, Drew Estate. It is a blend of Nicaraguan, Esteli, and Jalapa long fillers. The binder is a San Andres Negro. Now, you see a lot of San Andres wrappers. I think this is the only one, I may have tried one other one before, that they use the San Andres underneath. So we're going to see how that works out. And then the wrapper is a Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro. Now this is they call this a short Robusto. It's a 4.5 by 50. Visually, as those of you on live stream can probably tell, this does have a very rough wrapper. It is meant to be, to look like it was just rolled in somebody's, you know, back porch or something like that. It has purposeful imperfections on it, including a very rough pigtail up on the cap, and it has a closed foot as opposed to being able to see the filler tobacco that's in it. It is a deep and rich dark chocolate brown, probably one of the darkest I've smoked. And again, it does have a rough feel to it. It has moderate veining. The veining that's there is pretty prominent, but there's not much of it. It's got very tight yet visible seams. And it also has, it not only has a mid band, it has a foot band, which I'm removing right now. So I am going to give this a cut, and then we'll take a gander at the nose and the cold draw. I am using my Cassetti multi-cutter on the V-cut. And on the nose, I get a really nice sweetness. There's some very rich barnyard sort of aromas in there with a little bit of notes of like cocoa and a little nuttiness. All right, let's test out the cold draw. It's Surprisingly, with the closed foot, the cold draw is still very easy. I get something along the lines of a cocoa to milk chocolate. Not really one, but not really the other. Kind of transitioning from one to the other. That's the predominant note, and then I also get a little bit of rich tobacco, but it is really almost completely drowned out by the cocoa and or chocolate, wherever it kind of lands in there. All right, let's light her up. Rocky Patel, Envoy, Five Torch. You're gonna do it. Do it right, go all the way. For those that may be new to cigars, you can see how far I'm holding the lighter away from the stick. You don't want to burn it up. And once I put the cigar in my mouth, I hold the lighter where the stick is not touching the flame, but then as I draw through the cigar, it pulls the flame to the cigar and allows it to touch, but then I feel like I have more control. Really nice smoke output. I smoked one of these the other day when I took Sadie for a walk, my 90-pound Shetland Pony Lab. And this was a perfect smoke to just take out on a walk. We walked it's about a half a mile, our little trek. And by the time I got back, it was done. But great smoke output. I get a little more cocoa. I do get some hints of cashews, kind of that rich. I love cashews. It's not quite as dry as the almonds or peanuts. It's a little richer. And then I also get a nice little earthiness. And I pick up a little oak on the retro. For those that are new to cigars, retro is when you take the smoke in your mouth and then you adjust your tongue and you actually exhale through your nose. The smoke goes up and comes out your nose, and you will pick up some other flavors or aromas, however you want to classify them. Your olfactory is very, very connected to your palate. You'll pick up some different things. And that one had a real nice oakiness to it. And then just maybe a little bit of pepper. Let's try them together. Now, together, the experience really kind of becomes a little more memorable. The Nika Rustica is a bold and flavorful smoke, even though it is not overly complex, and it exemplifies Nicaraguan and what Drew Estate is known for, with the rich tobacco leaves, the expert craftsmanship, and just a wonderful experience. The hints of kind of the earthiness and spice and chocolate kind of lends perfectly to the kind of sweet and smoky notes. There's a little bit of char in most bourbons because of the charred barrels, and so that gives it just a little underlying smokiness. And it really accentuates the Old Forester 1897. Wow. These are really going very well together. For those of you listening on the podcast, I am going to go ahead and burn this down to the halfway mark. And then I will come back and give you folks an update For those of you on live stream, I'll be hanging with you for a little bit longer. Hey, stoners. I am back. As we get to the halfway mark, the stick has brought in some caramel and some kind of deep spice notes to add to the cocoa and the cashews in the stick. It does help create a richer connection to the 1897 with its fruit and caramel and vanilla. I mean, really, as you sit back and you enjoy your glass of Old Forester in one hand and your Nika Rustica in the other hand, just really take a moment to savor the beauty of this classic combination. And we're going to take 10 seconds and do that right now. I mean, really, it transports you to another time and place where life just moves at a different speed, at a slower pace, you know. Every moment was savored. This pairing, pairing cigars and spirits is all about. It's about the journey, and each pairing is a journey. It may start somewhere and end somewhere completely different, or it may stay consistent. That's one of the tricks to doing this, not specifically doing this as a podcast, but just indulging in cigars and prime spirits. This has been a really, really enjoyable pairing thus far, that I am going to go ahead and burn this down the rest of the way, and then I will come back and give you an update. Hey, stoners, I am back. In conclusion, the Old Forester 1897 paired with the Drew Estate Nika Rustica, it is really one of those experiences that you can't quite go to. It was an experience like no other, but it's getting right up there. It's a really good experience, really good. Neither was overly complex. If you go back and think about the flavor profiles that I've mentioned on each one, with caramel and vanilla and some dark fruit that was the predominant flavor on the spirit, and then the cashews and caramel on the stick, along with a little bit of spiciness and a little bit of oak in the retro inhale, that all kind of comes together. So even though neither one was overly complex, it was still, what they offered was very good, and it went very good together. As you can tell, I'm got this down to almost nothing, and I keep tending it. And as I said just a moment ago on the live stream, the folks on the podcast are just now catching up to, the flavors on the stick really became more rich and more robust the closer we got to being finished. The cocoa kind of moved in the stick from a cocoa/milk chocolate kind of area to more of a solid dark chocolate. A little more, and I won't say bitter in a bad way, a little more of a bitter chocolate. And the caramel kind of ramped up. And the 1897 could possibly be my favorite out of the three in the Whiskey Row series from Old Forester. It was very smooth to be a high proof offering, and you know, I think you should definitely pour yourself a glass, light a cigar, and give it a try. And I will reiterate that I, these, this is a 375, a half a fifth. I stumbled upon a little deal at a local whiskey shop that it had the entire series in a box, three half fifths. So you got three 375 bottles. You got one 1910, one 1920, and one 1897. So you can try them all, and you don't have to invest in a full bottle. So if you can find that, and one place you might find it is Wooden Cork. Wooden Cork, that's where I've picked up several very hard to find whiskeys here lately, and they're going to be coming up in future episodes. So definitely be watching for that. But the bourbon, this 1897 was excellent. The stick was equally good. I would give the spirit an 88 whiskey stones out of 100, and I would give the stick an 88 matchsticks out of 100. I think they were very well matched together, and they are individually, they are very good. I've had several of the Nica Rustica Vitolas, and you know, it's the same cigar, different Vitola, may change the flavors a little bit, but they're great. It's one of Drew's best. But I haven't found anything I can complain about with any of Drew's stuff. So I hope you have enjoyed this pairing as much as I have enjoyed bringing it to you. Please leave me some comments. Let me know what you thought about this offering. If there's anything you'd like to see paired in the future, I am happy to oblige. Please hit like, subscribe, share, notify. That way you not only know when new content is dropped, but you also are helping out by sharing this with people that you know that may not have stumbled upon me yet. So, and if you hit play on the podcast or on the YouTube, or not necessarily YouTube, but on the live stream later, let it play all the way through. Whether you're listening to it or not, let it play all the way. That helps us out. And you want to see more of this, I'm sure. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So, go to our website, sticksandstones.com, sticksandstones.com. There, you can find past episodes that you can listen to. You can also find the blog posts, which you might find very interesting, because basically the stuff I talk about on the blog post is really not stuff that I've talked about here. So you'll find all different kinds of things. I did a blog post on the Boston Tea Party. It has nothing to do with spirits and cigars. I find it interesting. Then I talk a little sports. You know, I'm a big Texas A&M Aggie, and I'm raising up Texas A&M Aggies. And so I talk, you know, a little college sports, especially some SEC stuff. So you might go and find some things. And I did a really great one on the death of the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is dying. It is. It's. Go read the blog post. Also, you will find links to all of our affiliates there. I mentioned one earlier, Freedom Fatigues. I love my Come and Take It shirt. I love my Colonial Flag Second Amendment shirt. I love everything I've gotten from Freedom Fatigues. Great quality. I love the patriotic themes. And they are a veteran-owned business. We need to support our veterans. Everything is made in the USA. So we need more stuff made in the USA. We definitely do. There's some stuff you have no choice. You gotta get it in China. But not if we can make it in the USA. So, Caliber Coffee, that's another veteran-owned business. I love Caliber Coffee. I used to own a coffee house, so I know a little bit about coffee. True Classic Teas, Total Wine, which is where most of the spirits come from. If not from there, I get them from Wooden Cork. You can find links on the website. And Cigars International is where my cigars come from. I love Cigars International. I've been ordering from those guys for nearly 20 years. And Tip Top Proper Cocktails. That is a... go watch my video where I reviewed... they sent me samples of about a half a dozen of their cocktails. The cocktails are not the malt beverage you find in convenience stores. It's actually made with the real spirits. Margarita is made with tequila. The martinis are made with vodka or gin. And it's great that you can just come home. Yeah, I'd love to have a cocktail, but I don't feel like trying to mix all that up. You just pop the top, pour it in the glass. Can't be easier than that. And you can order it in a lot of states and get it shipped directly to your home. Talk to your Secretary of State if you can't get it in your state, because it is a deal between secretaries of state for the states as to whether you can ship alcohol into particular states. So I can get them here in Texas. And they are excellent. So until we get to be together again, keep your sticks dry, stones cold, and have a great day.